Thank you, Robin. And now, more news. Two stories involving the youth of the area featured this week. It is feared that children from Milecross Primary School may lose a valuable learning facility, while at the other end of the age spectrum, students from the City College take over a city centre restaurant for a day. And a volunteer at Priscilla Bacon Lodge retires after 20 years due to health issues.
A man who's volunteered at Priscilla Bacon Lodge for two decades has retired. Richard Allbrow, 67, owner of Allbrow & Sons Jewellers on All Saints Green, has spent one day a week for the last 20 years volunteering at the specialist palliative care home in Unthank Road. Not only will the Eton man be missed for his cheery nature and endless cups of tea, but also for his cakes, which he baked every week for both nurses and patients. Mr. Allbrow said, "A friend of mine was very ill, and he died in Priscilla Bacon Lodge, and the way he was treated was amazing. The nurses were wonderful, and everyone was very caring, helpful, and lovely. It was a few weeks after the funeral that I wrote to them about how touched I was for the care they give to people, and that I wanted to help in some way, and they wrote back and asked if I'd like to volunteer. Well, it terrified me, but I thought I'd give it a go. I started on the wards and the day rooms, making people cups of tea, talking to patients, and making them laugh." He's had to step down from his role after suffering from health problems. He added, "The hardest thing is it's very difficult to let go of it. I go and do a couple of hours a week, but the professional staff do 40 hours a week, and they deserve all of the praise in the world, not me. People criticise the NHS, but they don't have a clue what these people are trying to do for others."
Hundreds of children could lose a vital part of their education if plans to change a community building into a flat are carried out. Milecross Primary School takes pride in its Forest Schools programme, an outdoors learning scheme which it carries out at Valpy Avenue. However, to do this, the school makes use of the toilets in 16 Lana's Way. But now a planning application to turn the community facility into a one-bedroom flat has been lodged by Broadland Housing, putting it in jeopardy. Head teacher Stuart Allen said, "The program is the only chance our pupils get to be outside and appreciate their natural surroundings. We have invested a lot in forest schools. We are progressing towards outstanding status, and forest schools is a big part of that." Hayley Arnold, Forest Schools coordinator for the school, said losing the program would be devastating. The proposal has also been met with objections from Bert Bremer, Norwich City Council Cabinet Member for the Environment and Sustainable Development. Mr. Bremner, a governor at the school, said the facility is of great importance to the school. Mr. Bremner is keen for Broadland Housing to work alongside the school to come up with a viable resolution. A spokesman for Broadland Housing Association said, "We are currently in talks with local councillor and the local school to establish how often the facilities at Lana's Way are used, and we'll work together to try and find a resolution to the issues raised."
Diners were in for a treat after more than 50 students took over the running of a busy city centre restaurant. The catering and hospitality students from City College Norwich took over the library restaurant on Guildhall Hill on Tuesday. During the day, they were involved in every aspect of running the restaurant and took on roles including head chef and general manager. While students were supported by lecturers and employees, they were expected to carry out their roles to a high standard. Ryan Gotts, age 17, a Level 1 hospitality and catering student from Dereham, said, "This was a completely new environment for us, and we had to get used to everything really quickly, but the best bit was watching my team adapt to their new surroundings. The library takeover has given us the opportunity to learn a new range of skills that we can use not just in the debut restaurant at the City College, but in any other restaurant." The students worked in shifts, covering a lunch and dinner service. It culminated in a gala dinner, which saw them prepare and serve a three-course meal designed by themselves to more than 40 paying customers.